Do you feel a deep connection for love, animals, and nature? Well, in this video, I'm going to explain the signs, the 10 signs that you might be a Sirian starseed from the Sirius star system. So make sure you watch this whole video because at the end, I'm going to be explaining some signs that are not talked about online that you could be a Sirian starseed. If you don't really know what a starseed is essentially where your soul originates from another star system. There are different types: Orion, Andromedan, Sirian, Pleiadian. In this video, we're just talking about the Sirian starseeds, but if you want to learn more about the other ones, you can go to my site astralhq.com or just look at my other videos. So if you have a deep love for animals and nature, and you feel that you're kind of drawn to ancient lost civilizations, historical cultures and things like that, and myths, and also if you kind of have a thirst for knowledge about the unknown and like magical, mystical, spiritual things, that is a strong sign you could be a Sirian. So we're going to get into the signs in a second. Firstly, let's just talk about what a Sirian actually is. So a Sirian starseed is basically a type of starseed that is known for loving freedom and being a seeker, a spiritual seeker. They originate from various different planets, for example, Sirius A, B, and Sirius C. And these planets or these systems are located in the Canis Major system or the constellation, the Dog Star constellation. And usually, on the whole, basically, Sirians are a determined race. They're very dedicated to themselves, and they're dedicated to their belief. So they're very much heart-led spiritual kind of warriors, and they're very open with their bodies, minds, and hearts. Fiercely battle against injustice. So it could be on a small scale, it could be on a large scale. If they see injustice in the world, they have to fight against it, essentially. One other interesting thing about Sirians is that a lot of people think that they have a lot of ties, a lot of links with ancient Egypt. So people have kind of theorized that they actually helped to develop the Great Pyramids. They used their technology and their knowledge to help the people at that time develop the Great Pyramids and various other Egyptian technology. Usually Sirians are quite introverted. They will take a long time to really come out of their shell and be really social. But when they actually do form a connection, they can be very trustworthy, very reliable, loyal, and that's basically the Sirian energy socially. They tend to be also daydreamers, essentially, very creative, very speculative. They are philosophers and they love kind of thinking about these big questions like this. Okay, so let's just get into the 10 signs that you could be a Sirian starseed. So the first one is kind of obvious, and that is that you are drawn to the actual Sirius planets and the dog constellation, the dog star constellation. The second one is that you're very committed to your path. You have a clear idea about where you want to go in life and you're just going to go straight towards that. The third sign is that Earth might seem very boring or very mundane to you. You don't really care much about Earth, but you're just kind of here for the ride, just here for the fun of it. The next one is that you see the magic, you see the special experience inside the mundane. So although Earth might seem boring to you, you still see the magic in it and you still are an optimist, essentially. The next sign is that you don't like The next sign is that you do not like being classified or put into a box. This applies to things like stereotypes, people trying to put you into a cliche or just describe you in a very simple way, because life is more complex than that. You don't like being boxed in. The next sign is that you lead a very simple and yet very profound, deep spiritual life. So you might not be going out and, you know, doing loads of crazy things, you know, adventuring across the entire world, building huge companies. You might lead a very simple life with just a few key elements, like you might just be really into your fitness or a couple of really close friends. You love going out hiking or cycling at the weekend, but you have a deep spiritual connection, a deep spiritual practice, and you are very present in the moment. The sixth sign is that you sometimes struggle to actually express yourself freely, to express your emotions. And this is something which affects many starseeds, not just Sirians, but specifically Sirians in this case. The seventh sign is you tend to concentrate on the future and you very rarely look backwards. You don't often look at the past and kind of wonder what would happen if this happened, what should I have done. You're more focused on what you will do in the future. The next sign is that you have a very close circle of friends and relationships. You don't tend to have a huge social circle. Usually you'll have a very close circle, like one or two, maybe five really close friends. And usually they won't be in a group, actually. They will not really know each other. I'm going to explain a really powerful reading and some resources you can use, like where to take this next. But first, I'm just going to say one last time. So you seem reserved from the outside. If people who don't know you think that or feel that you are very reserved and kind of you keep to yourself, you keep quiet. But deep down inside, you're very energetic and you have a lot of, you know, life within you, a lot of life force within you. So basically, if you want to take this further, there's a few things you can do. I would recommend raising your frequency, which is something you can do for free. I've made a huge video on this channel. If you just go to the channel and search by Popular, it should show up there as the kind of hour-long training. The next thing is that there's a free reading which will explain how you can navigate your life. Essentially, it tells you your life path number, your soul number, like how you can use numerology to really guide your life, especially as a starseed. So that is linked in the description. It's just called, I think, Free Numerology Report or something along those lines. And the next thing is, if you're looking for a community of starseeds, spiritual seekers, light workers, and people just like you, we actually have now opened up our community, the Freedom Tribe, which you can find linked in the description. And depending on when you're watching this, you can actually join for a lifetime, super low price, and kind of lock that in. And you can have access to the community. There's regular kind of live streams, trainings. You get access to a growing library of binaural beats and meditations, audio tracks, all this kind of stuff is all there. And you also get to network and talk essentially to all of these other starseeds and light workers and beautiful people who are just like you and me, learning, growing, seeking the spiritual path and kind of developing ourselves. So go and check that out. The link is in the description, or just go to astralhq.com/freedomtribe. And I'd love for you to just scroll down and leave a comment letting me know if there's any signs that I've missed here, and also your experience as a starseed. What are you going through as a Sirian starseed? Let me know in the comments.